Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. Spend a little time with Paula as she talks to her fans, makes some great dishes, helps with cooking problems, and she even gives some useful tips on how to make cooking easier and a whole lot more fun. Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. If you have any questions or would like to talk to Paula, please send an email to podcast@pauladeen.com. Now, let's join Paula and see what's cooking today.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. And today I'm going to tell y'all what's cooking because I'm going to talk about my book signings. Folks are always wanting to know, if I come to Savannah, how can I be a part of a book signing or see Paula? So about every month during the certain time of the year, we have a book signing at the Lady and Sons, which is downtown on Congress Street. And then that evening, we'll have one at Paula Deen's Creek House out on Whitmarsh Island. And Whitmarsh is on the way to the beach. So both of them are very easy to get to. You can actually go to pauladeen.com. And under pauladeen.com, you will see a schedule. So just hit on schedule and all of my book signings are posted, and I'm sure even the ones that I do out of Savannah will be posted under there too, so you can always keep up with me. I want y'all to always be able to get my number if you want it. So the last book signing here at the Lady and Sons, we always have a good time at these book signings, y'all. And people come from all over the world. I've had them come from England and from France, and a lot of Canadians come down for the book signings, or Washington State. So they come from all over. And I have in the past known people that met another person in line, and, you know, they wind up being friends that they keep in touch with. So it's always real fun, and I look real forward to folks whispering things in my ear that, you know, they might not share with anybody else. But they feel that they can tell me, because it won't go any further than this ear. It won't come out of here. So, like I said, I really enjoy them.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
So, like I said, some of the people in line had questions. So, I might not have had a chance to answer them all during the book signing, but now I'm going to take the opportunity to answer them. So, here's the first one.
Hi, Paula. My name is Robin. I'm from Jackson, Mississippi, visiting your nice store here. And I'd like to know, how do you achieve fried chicken without frying your chicken?
Okay. Now, what Robin is referring to, y'all, is my air fryer. The Paula Deen air fryer is so good, y'all. And guess what? I'm so excited. You know, you used to could only get it at Evine, the home shopping network. But now it's in our stores. So you can see it and feel it and look at it if you visit one of the Paula Deen stores. So it's so easy to make fried chicken without grease. It's not even funny. You can cook a lot of great things in your air fryer and really cut back on your cholesterol and your fats and your grease. I mean, it's to me, it's just a machine that can change your life. So thank you, Robin. And the reason that air fryer works, girl, is because it's a small space and the motor is so powerful that it blows that hot air completely over, under, all around. So your proteins, they get sealed up real quick, and the juices are going to stay in them until it's on your plate and you're cutting them. It's good. And by the way, Robin, you can do your fried chicken many ways. I actually like what I call naked fried chicken. And that's just with salt and pepper and maybe a little garlic powder on it and put it in the air fryer. Or the only thing that you can't do is like a wet batter. But I prepare my chicken just like we do at our restaurants, in eggs and hot sauce. And then I run it through a bowl of flour. And so that makes it dry. So I put it in the air fryer and it just fries. It's like a miracle. All right, let's see if we got another question.
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I was wondering if Paula could give me any quick cooking tips for a working mother.
Do I have some solutions for a working mother? Let's go back to that air fryer, girl. You can do some very quick meals using the air fryer. And a lot of girls like to take a particular day of the week and cook, do their cooking for the week and put it in the freezer, and all they have to do is pull it out. And also Cooking with Paula magazine, we have like weekly menus that are usually really don't require a lot of time, and they're simple. But it depends on, you know, what you buy. You know, so think about when you buy your groceries, how long it's going to take for the things that you bought. And there's one piece of equipment that, to me, I perfected, and that's the pressure cooker. And I use my pressure cooker. You can get it on Evine. You can see it on Evine. I cook in my pressure cooker probably 2 to 3 times a week, because I can buy, if I want barbecue, I can buy a big Boston butt and put it in there and have it cooked in an hour to hour and 15 minutes. So, like I said, I can have pot roast in an hour. It's just saves so much time. So investigate those few little tools that can help you in your kitchen, Krista. Good luck.
Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. Spend a little time with Paula as she talks to her fans, makes some great dishes, helps with cooking problems, and she even gives some useful tips on how to make cooking easier and a whole lot more fun. If you have any questions or would like to talk to Paula, please send an email to podcast@pauladeen.com. Join Paula and see what's cooking today.